the statewide finals of the North Dakota Poetry Out Loud contest for 2020 were held in Bismarck in February. We'll hear now from the third, second, and first place winners of the Poetry Out Loud contest, starting with Katie Meester of Valley City High.
To Solitude by Alice Carey. I am weary of the working, weary of the long day's heat. To thy comfortable bosom wilt thou take me, spirit sweet? Weary of the long blind struggle for a pathway bright and high. Weary of the dimly dying hopes that never quite all die. Weary, searching a bad cipher for a good that must be meant. Discontent with being weary, weary with my discontent. I am weary of the trusting, where my trusts but torments prove. Wilt thou keep faith with me? Wilt thou be my true and tender love? I am weary, drifting, driving like a helmless bark at sea. Kindly, comfortable spirit, wilt thou give thyself to me? Give thy birds to sing me sonnets, give thy winds my cheeks to kiss, and thy mossy rocks to stand for the memorials of our bliss. I in reverence will hold thee, never vexed with jealous ills, though thy wild and wimpling waters wind about a thousand hills.
Katie Meester from Valley City High School, and that was a poem from the 19th century. One of the interesting things about Poetry Out Loud is the students are required to pick a poem from before 1900. That obviously was one of them. Now, interestingly, this next one by the second place winner, Kylie Howitt, is a very contemporary poem. It is written by a living poet who actually happens to be the current Poet Laureate of the United States, Joy Harjo. So here is Poetry Out Loud second place winner, Kylie Howitt from Northern Cass High School.
Don't Bother the Earth Spirit by Joy Harjo. Don't bother the Earth Spirit who lives here. She is working on a story. It is the oldest story in the world, and it is delicate, changing. If she sees you watching, she will invite you in for coffee, give you warm bread, and you will be obligated to stay and listen. But this is no ordinary story. You will have to endure earthquakes, lightning, the deaths of all those you love, the most blinding beauty. It's a story so compelling you may never want to leave. This is how she traps you. See that stone finger over there? That is the only one who ever escaped.
Kylie Howitt of Northern Cass High School reading Don't Bother the Earth Spirit by Joy Harjo. Now, next we're going to hear from Maria Kalb, and she won top honors at the Poetry Out Loud contest. And before we hear her reading her poem, I thought it'd be interesting. I interviewed her a little bit, and she talks about the process and how it works. And for her, it was especially interesting because she's been in this contest more than 1 year. She's a senior this year, and that gave her some special privileges.
Totally up to me of picking poems and finding poems. And so in January, students who are interested at St. Mary's sign up, and they memorize two poems, and then they compete. And based on who wins the school competition, they are chosen to represent their school and go on to the state competition.
So does the school competition take place like in classrooms or at an assembly, or like how do you do it in front of the whole school? Or
for St. Mary's, we did it before school one day. Everyone who was interested in competing went into a classroom, and we all competed there. We had our English department judge, and one of our English teachers were a prompter. And then we also had a guest judge come in who is a poet himself, which was really cool.
So you've done this in previous years. So you've been through the whole process before, and you understood about picking a poem, and you had to do it yourself this time. So what was that like?
Well, of course, I could always reach out to my English teachers and ask them if they had any recommendations and stuff. But also just poems that I was interested last year with, I also looked at again, and I ended up choosing one of them.
How many did you go through?
Oh, I went through tons, tons. I almost went through the entire list of just, like, looking at the beginning and endings of the poems, and which, like, struck out at me. And, yeah, it was a long process, but...
So do you look at it and go like, wow, this one would be really great to read, but ooh, it might be hard.
But it all changes. Like, even though it looks great on paper, like, even when you just say it out loud, it changes it completely. So just, like, having to, like, try to incorporate it with your own voice makes it even more interesting of selecting a poem.
You went through all those and you picked them, and then how'd you work on them to work them up for the performance?
I basically analyzed the poem, like, is there a rhyme scheme? Is there a story being told? Like, is there something being symbolized? And then I just say it over and over and over again until I finally got it nailed down.
Well, and that sounds like pretty good technique. It worked well for Maria Kalb. She is the top place winner in the North Dakota Poetry Out Loud statewide contest. And next we're going to hear the first poem that she read. She ended up reading three during the course of the contest. And afterwards, she'll explain a little bit about her interpretation of it.
Snowflake by William Bayer. Timing's everything. The vapor rises high in the sky, tossing to and fro, then freezes suddenly and crystallizes into a perfect flake of miraculous snow. For countless miles, drifting east above the world, whirling about in a swirling free-for-all, appearing aimless, just like love, but sensing, seeking out its destiny. Falling to where the two young skaters stand, hand in hand, then flips and dips and whips itself about to ever so gently land. A miracle across her unkissed lips. As he blocks the wind raging from the south, leaning forward to kiss her lovely mouth.
Maria Kalb of St. Mary's Central High School in Bismarck, she explains her understanding of the poem.
It explains the fate of one single snowflake and how, like, every little tiny thing, such as a tiny snowflake, can make such a big difference to a story. So, yeah, it talks about the snowflake, and it's whirling about in a little storm, and it meets two skaters. And, yeah, it was just a really cute, fun, whimsical story of a little snowflake.
So we've heard from the top three from Poetry Out Loud this year, Maria Kalb, that you just heard, and also Kylie Howitt from Northern Cass, and Katie Meester from Valley City. Now, as kind of a bonus track, I'm going to throw in one from somebody that didn't place, but I thought this was a really good reading, Jacob Clout from Beulah High School.
Eagle Plain by Robert Francis. The American eagle is not aware he is the American eagle. He is never tempted to look modest. When orators advertise the American eagle's virtues, the American eagle is not listening. This is his virtue. He is somewhere else. He is mountains away. But even if he were near, he would never make an audience. The American eagle never says he will serve if drafted, will dutifully serve, etc. He is not at our service. If we have honored him, we have honored one who unequivocally honors himself by overlooking us. He does not know the meaning of magnificent. Perhaps We do not altogether either. Who cannot touch him?
Credit to the North Dakota Council on the Arts, Humanities North Dakota, the Poetry Foundation, the National Endowment for the Arts, all for supporting Poetry Out Loud, all the teachers and students who participated, the North Dakota Heritage Center for hosting it. I'm Bill Thomas at Prairie Public.